Minister, you're aware of the issue with Innismurry Island, where the Marine Survey Office under your department have directed that no licensed craft may land on the island. This is a very, very serious matter.
And I think that is vitally important, Minister, that you would go back to the Marine Survey Office and ensure that these people who have made this decision, that this be rescinded immediately.
Sligo Leitrim TDs Mark McSharry and Tony McLaughlin raising the issue of Innismurry Island in the Dáil last night. And they both told the Transport Minister, Shane Ross, that it's vital for local boat owners that they are able to run tours to the island immediately.
For 1,500 years, Minister, people have been landing on this island. In more modern history, 102 residents at the peak at the turn of the century lived there. They brought cattle to the market on the mainland regularly. They raised cattle there. They lived there. They fished there. Since then, for the last 30 years, it's been a very important aspect of the Irish offering in terms of tourism. Not just a Sligo offering, the Irish offering for tourism. Indeed, if those of you who live here in the Pale wanted to broaden your horizons and think a little bit more about what we have up there, maybe Star Wars could have been shot on that island. It certainly has the kind of scenery and the offering that equals Skellig Michael, or as I said, the Blaskets. Now, the Marine Survey Office have unilaterally taken this action and is going to put boat people out of business. It is going to inhibit the existing residents of the island still alive, some of the Brady family and Hurdy family, and many hundreds of descendants who have a tradition of visiting every single year. Now, what is needed here, Minister, and frankly, I'm demanding that you seek this out among your departmental, cross-departmentally, to get an immediate derogation for landing on Innismurry Island until such time as a permanent solution can be identified and put in place. Because if you were to make the money available today and the design of a new pier or whatever it is that the Marine Survey Office feel is necessary, it would be 4 years' time before somebody else could set foot on that
These
island.
People, actually, up till 1957, people were living on that island, Minister. And I think that they have landed there for hundreds of years. And I think that the Marine Survey Office have done us a total disservice. If it were on Skellig Michael, it apparently even worse for to embark or disembark from. And I think that perhaps if Star Wars had visited Innismurry, we wouldn't be in this situation. But I think that we have an obligation to the skippers as well, who have paid up on 200,000 for their boats. And why would they risk these boats going in? And they have their own insurance to embark and disembark at Innismurry. So I think that, Minister, that would a disclaimer be suffice until such time as the island would receive funding for proper landing facilities?
Local boat owners who operate tours to Innismurry Island say they'll be put out of business if they cannot run tours to the island this summer. Last month, boat owners received a letter from the departments telling them that all visits to the island must cease on safety grounds. And speaking last night in the Dáil, Minister Shane Ross said the situation would only be rectified when there are proper landing facilities on the island.
I'd like to thank the deputies for raising this issue, which has already actually been raised with me many times by Mary Cassley, a councillor with whom they'll be familiar as well. And I think it's important that they should realise that they're not necessarily the first people on this particular subject. I'm mindful of the importance of tourism to the local economy in Sligo. That said, passenger safety is a top priority. Once an appropriate landing facility is provided, officials of the Marine Survey Office will assess it, and any passenger vessel proposing to use the facility with a view to granting the appropriate licence.
But the Minister's response then got an angry reaction from Deputy Mark McSharry.
Minister, I'm glad you mentioned local councillor Marie Casserly, but sadly, it seems equally she is not capable of getting you, your department, your officials or the Marine Survey Office to see common sense. I mean, is there any brains in the department at all? These people have been going to this island for 1,500 years. Are you that blind, Minister, that you can't use the leadership and the common sense to instruct that office? We are having a derogation until such time as we have a solution supplied. No, yet again, you will pitify that you underline the fact that increasingly ministers are like presidents of the golf club. They get to stand in for the photo, but they have no say, nor do they want to say, in directing what the people are entitled to. This is a disgrace.
For now,
Minister,
it seems there is no end in sight for the Innismurry Island saga. And at this stage, it looks like boat owners may not be able to run tours to the island this summer. Barry White, Ocean FM News.